previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Guests in the studio this morning.
We have guests in the studio this morning. Also, feel good story with it being a Friday as well. But firstly, Rotando Shorty Biko is in studio. He's got good news. And also joining him in studio this morning is Chris Bright. Morning, gents.
Hello, how are you, Charlie?
Yeah, good, fine, thanks. Listen, Lutando, Shorty, you know, stranger to the studio, we spoke to you last year, the year before maybe. But for folk who don't know, he's a South African mixed martial artist, MMA fighter, who also shares his skills with children, loves doing that, sharing that with the kids. He's also a judo black belt and has won multiple South African championships, the Commonwealth Judo Championship and the IMMAAF African Championship in 2016. And also fights professionally in the Extreme Fighting Championship, EFC and the like. The list goes on, it's endless. How are you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great, man. After this victory, it's been a long way coming. Now we're here. First of all, I'd like to introduce to the new listeners. My name is Lutando Biko.
Yeah.
All the way from KwaZakhele. I was raised by a single mother. I've got two siblings, my younger sister and the older brother, the one who introduced me to martial art when I was 6 years old. He introduced me to judo. Yeah, I went through judo all these years until I was just before MMA. I went through judo, went through, got EP colors and my SA national colors. I competed across the world, got gained some experience. It was a long journey. And then I got introduced to MMA when I was 2015.
Yeah.
Sidile Maningela introduced me to that. Then the rest is history, man. Now we're here. Just won my last fight.
You made such a nice opening. You told us all about yourself pretty much in a nutshell, and it's so nice. And but also the back of a nice victory for you. Brave Combat Federation, it made its comeback in China last week. And you had a fight there. Tell us about your fight. Who was your opponent, and how was it, and how was the fight?
My opponent was Jinbo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jinbo Zhou.
Yeah, Jinbo Zhou. Yeah. Jinbo Zhou, a Chinese guy. I fought him last week, Friday, on a good Friday.
Yeah, it was a good Friday.
Yeah, it was a tough fight for me mentally, because I haven't been competing for 2 years now.
Yeah.
So I had to like remember how to walk again, remember everything. Yeah. So it was very stressful for me, but I think I had it that pretty well. So I think I did good to overcome that. I'm proud of myself, and I would like to thank my coaches and my supporters, all the guys that been supporting Shorty from day one, to all my sponsors, Atlas, Ruka, sorry, Stance, all the guys from Store SA.
Listen, you said it was a tough fight. Just going back to the fight, you said it was a tough fight, but you got him in the second round, wasn't it?
Second round TKO, yes.
TKO, it was a technical knock. Okay. And just tell us exactly what you did there to take him out.
I took him to the ground, I passed his guard, and then I softened him a little bit with my ground and pound. I sliced him with my elbows.
His elbow, yeah.
Yeah,
don't you want to show us how you would take somebody down? You can use Charlton. No, I'm serious. How would you do that for us without hurting him too much? Would you show us how you would take somebody down?
I don't mind. Shall we get into the position?
I'll
get into the position.
Do it now. But a message while you're doing that, a message that came through now says, D.O. sal your hart bliksem.
Yeah. Okay, shall I get into the position where you got him down? Just from top control, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm throwing out there, guys.
Those that can't. Those that can't actually view what's going on in the studio now is that Shorty is taking him over.
Okay, got this.
Yeah. Oh, that's soft, man.
Off grip.
Yep. Ooh, that's looking very sexy.
Slicing.
Okay, here we go.
All right, it has been filmed, so you'll be able to see.
We'll show that later on.
A little later on, yeah.
Listen, where to from? Yeah, you've got that title. Well done. Congratulations, firstly.
Thank you.
What's next on the schedule for Shorty?
Before this fight, I was ranked number 8. I think now I should be on the top 5.
I was about to ask the rankings.
Yeah, yes. The next fight should be for title or number 1 contender.
Okay, so that's what's on the radar for now.
Yes, for now, yes.
Okay, and how do you? Is it full? Are you doing this full time? Is it between work? How does it all work for you?
Now I've got a part time job that I'm doing at the moment. Otherwise, I've been doing this full time.
Graphing hard, eh? Listen, Chris. I think your side a little bit of input as coach.
Yeah, it's been many years to get us to this point, and you know, we've got a team of youngsters coming up. So if I look at like guys like Shorty and Sandile, when they were trying to be champions, they didn't really have a team to help them. So we've got a bunch of youngsters that have come through.
Yeah,
and for the first time ever, the last couple of years, he's actually got a variety of quality training partners. So like, I'm really seeing, you know, like even though the guys are getting older, their growth is really just increasing so much. And we've got these youngsters that are kind of making EFC debut. And so our team is probably the strongest it's ever been, even though it's still quite a small team. So hopefully we can get some of the other youngsters on these kind of cards as well and have them following Shorty's footsteps at some point.
Well, I think to wrap up, speaking of other youngsters, if youngsters are listening to this right now, how do they get involved with MMA, mixed martial arts? What should they do? What's their first step?
Well, MMA is like a tough way to make a living. Yeah. So we always, as much as possible, deter everybody from fighting MMA. We try to steer everybody to doing grappling arts or, you know, just training for fun and for the love of it. And if it happens kind of vicariously, they become MMA people, that's amazing. But we do our best to lead kids into jiu-jitsu, judo, that sort of thing, and just build a good foundation in martial arts and like understanding martial arts culture. I think that's our starting point. But anyone's welcome to bring their kids, try classes with us, and just come and meet. Like, the members of the team take all our kids' classes.
Yeah.
So they get really good exposure to good, I think mentoring is the thing. So as much as we're teaching skills, we're trying to teach them the right way to do things, and you know, Shorty and guys like him are kind of quality people, so that's important.
Well, gents, it was nice chatting to you in the studio, and with the next bout, wishing you all the best, Shorty, and thanks for joining us once again in the studio.
Just two things from my side. There's a comment that's come through voice notes. Have a listen to this.
Die ding is, manne, dis nie vir die hart slaan wat die probleem is nie, dis die aanhoudende slaan. That is what Sierra Mark.
That is what Sierra Mark.
The continuous hitting.
the continuous hitting. And then, Chris, for those folk that do want to get in touch with you, your club is called?
PESFA.
PESFA.
Yeah, PESFA. We're on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm easy enough to get hold of. Cool. Yeah, please give me a shout.
Cool. Thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.